Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Mende.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast. This is season 2, episode 2. So you may remember in last week's episode, I mentioned that I got the support of Breather and will be interviewing the founders this week. Before that, I wanted to let you know that I held the podcast launch last week and had some really great panelists and guests. Look out for that later in the season as I'll be releasing a special episode. Now, back to this episode. Breather is a mobile app designed to help professionals network over lunch. It was set up by these very inspiring 20-somethings who once worked in financial services. I'm pleased to introduce you to Romain Ferrier, the CEO of Breather. Hi, Romain.
Hi, Charity. Really, thank you for your invitation to participate to make me a pro. It's really nice for me.
No, thank you. Well, thank you very much for all your help and support so far. So for those of you who don't know, or those of us who don't know, tell us a bit about yourself, your kind of background and how you got into Breather.
Okay. Well, as you said, my name is Romain Ferrier and I'm the CEO of Breather. And I co-founded it with my associate, Jean-Baptiste Faure. So first of all, I started to work for a few years in capital markets, and now I'm working full-time in Breather project.
Mm-hmm.
And before Breather, I worked on two different projects in totally different fields. First one was an online clothing shop for French universities.
Wow.
Then I worked on a travel aggregator that allows you to compare between flights, train, bus, and carpooling.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one was a bar tab payment app, but unfortunately, none of them succeeded because of some issues like copyright, technology, or partnership. But it allows me to learn a lot, and really, I recommend to all our listeners that want to start their own venture, that they need to start fast, and if it doesn't work, that they need to fail fast as well.
Mm-hmm. So you've always had this kind of entrepreneurial flair, so from kind of online retail to now online mobile apps and stuff. So how have you kind of kept that going, and how have you, like you said, you need to learn to be able to bounce back quickly and upscale. Like, how did you do that?
Well, first of all, I think that this type of entrepreneur mind came from my family, because many of them started their own venture.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got inspired by them, and I don't know. I've been always passionate about this kind of. I don't know if it's a job, but I'm really passionate about entrepreneurship and fascinated, so that's why I try to start with Breather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so talk us through kind of starting out. You said you used to work in capital markets.
Yeah.
How did this all come about?
Well, at first, you know, you know, when I was working in capital markets, I was most of the time stuck at my desk at lunchtime, and you know, I had to lunch earlier or later than normal people.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that it could be great if something could let you know who's available around you to have lunch with, and that's why by that time I thought about this project. And then I started Breather.
Okay. And so how did you set up and kind of identify the right team? Because like you said, working in something like finance, it's very difficult to, you know, balance work and have an active social life. So how did you build your team?
Well, at first, JB and I are good pals.
Mm-hmm.
So we met at the uni. And you know, working with a friend is not an easy thing, because you always afraid to hurt his feelings and lose him. But thanks God, JB and I started first to work together on another project that he had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked on it for a few weeks and then found out that it won't get any success. So, you know, as I told you, I had a Brazos project in my mind for quite a lot of time. And so then I convinced him about working on it. And since then, we never stopped. And here we are still working on it.
Wow.
And then he's the one who found our developer who's doing a great job.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So how did you fund this all? So I know a lot of young professionals with entrepreneurial ambitions and even just any kind of startup founders find it difficult to find funding and to kind of balance that. So how was your kind of journey through that?
Well, but the journey... You know, it's like sitting in a roller coaster. Like it's full of up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But like in any roller coaster, it's fun and enjoyable. So I really recommend to all the young entrepreneurs to do this this trip. And right now we are looking for money to grow faster because our savings start to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
So so what was your last question, sorry?
What's your advice to kind of people who are young professionals who are starting out or just young entrepreneurs in terms of the funding challenge? How do they get around that, or what lessons have you learned from that?
Well, I would say that they have to start to save money because unfortunately it costs quite a lot to start a new venture.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I could recommend them to keep working in their job at the beginning until they really got some traction.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, because it's really hard to get some fundings with only an idea right now. So I think this is the best way to start.
Okay. And how do you keep your hand on the pulse and sort of kind of stay fresh and relevant and keep evolving as a business?
Well, we keep a close eye on at the competition and the closer players and new technologies. And we try to come out with new ideas every week.
Mm-hmm.
A weekly meeting with JB. Because you know in this field you need to act really fast because it's moving really fast, so you need really to be up to date.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're trying to do our best to find new ID to get in to create a new feature. And yeah.
Okay. And so one of the key kind of components of, you know, being a startup founder is being able to master your pitch, your sales pitch, and be able to kind of deliver it anywhere. For those who might have missed it, tell us a little bit more about Breather, what it does, and then give us some tips on sort of how to craft your pitch.
Well, Breather is a networking mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
That enables you to connect with professionals available to have lunch with you around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the app is really fast and simple to use because, you know, you just need to sign in with your LinkedIn account, and then you just have to start browsing for interesting and available professionals nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find someone with whom you like to network, you just have to send an invitation, and the app lets you then book in a restaurant in the nearby vicinity. So it's really simple to use. Currently, we are live in the UK and also in the Nordics.
Mm-hmm.
But about my tips for pitching, well, I don't know if there are special tips for it because I think first you need to master your message.
Mm.
So I recommend that you train a lot. And even one day somebody told me that you should train during shower time, because it's the best moment, because you only stay in the shower for a few minutes. So if you want to master an elevator pitch, it's the best moment of the day.
So instead of singing Beyonce, we should be we should be mastering our pitches. I get that.
and then I would say that you need to not forgetting smiling to smile. Mm-hmm. To make eye contact and also have the right body language. It's really damn important. And I would say also that you need to have a strong closing, because usually people only remember to the first sentence and the last one.
Mm.
So it's really important. And last but not the least, I would say that you need to have a clear message and to adapt it to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't have any special tips, I guess.
And from all your learnings, what have been some of the toughest things that you've had? Not necessarily just in terms of delivering a pitch, but in terms of starting your business.
Well, I think entrepreneurship is leading to many difficulties and problems. So we're facing a lot of problems all the time.
Mm.
And I don't remember some of them, but it's like our daily work to face problems. The only thing that I would recommend is to not reproduce them twice, because it would be a big mistake.
Mm.
So, that's my only advice about it.
And is there anything you feel like you wish you'd known when you started that you'd tell yourself now?
Well, sure. if I knew everything I know now, I think that it would have been 10 times faster and easier, but you cannot master everything.
Of course.
So, I had to learn about marketing, communication, design, so... when you start your own venture, you need to learn about everything, because mm-hmm. you don't have the money to hire everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you become a kind of full tech entrepreneur, and you need to read a lot, learn fast, and get over the difficulties as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, this idea is really cool. It started off at your desk. You kind of wanted to do something, make the most of your time in long hours, and you made it a reality. I think that's really commendable. And so for anyone who's interested in Breather and kind of either getting in touch or downloading, how do we go about that?
Yeah, so just download the app right now on the App Store, because we're not on the Google App Store right now, but we're gonna be there soon.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with us and then we can have a lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you face some issues, don't hesitate to contact us on our email address info@breatherapp.com, and in any case it would be a big pleasure to get in touch with you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you again, Charity.
And as always, thank you out there for listening in. You can catch more of the podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or visit www.makemeapro.org. And if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can find me on Twitter @MissMinde or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.